Let's see. Little Caesars, first and foremost. Fuck anybody in here who has a problem with fucking Little Caesars. You motherfuckers always complaining about shit not being cheap in this world. You get a full pizza for $5. I don't even curse this much. You just roused something up within me. That being said.
Episode of Friendly Town needs a pizza party, or Friendly Town has a pizza party. I don't know. We wanted a pizza party. That's why it's happening right now. It turns out the adults are away. Tyler Sonicson is who knows elsewhere. We invited him to the pizza party, but we don't know where he is at the moment. We have control of the stage. What does that mean? I don't know. But so we decided to Friendly Town. We usually have our council meetings here. We usually have a very, very base, serious thing that we have due at the council hall meeting, but we decided to move it over to the newly established Friendly Town Pizza Parlor, established 2018, where the only limit is your imagination and the maximum. 2-drink minimum is actually for adults, like children. Basically, no, they're just caffeine machines already. Just a couple quick rules here for the pizza portion. You can notice that we do have pizza back there. If it's not already been all scavenged, please scavenge the last remaining pizzas. It's gone. Oh, pizza's gone. Sorry, guys. We have demolished the living crap out of that pizza. So thank you, comedians. So thank you, me. I ate some of that pizza. So what we're gonna do? We have just recently discovered our love for this recent food stuff called pizza. That no one else has ever heard about right now. We're trying to expound it to you. We're trying to spread the influence of this food stuff here. I know that I can tend to eat it in large quantities, and usually when I eat it, it's usually because I hate myself. So, for example, the other place we usually go to, Mr. Getty's, sometimes it's you know what? I want to eat a large quantity of pizza, and I don't want anybody to know that I did it. So Mr. Getty's is a perfect place, because it's usually going to be just me in there. So I walk in there, and I get all set up where it's, just your standard, a covert operation, Operation Pizza. And, of course, one of my friends from college is in the pizza line already with me. We both look at each other. We give a silent nod. We both know why we're here, and we eat the pizza together. It's nice to have a friend to eat pizza with. That's what pizza's all about, bringing people together. Let's have someone else talk about pizza, shall we? Our first pizza expert, number one on the list, who originally wrote pizza and then crossed it out, but then replaced it with the word Matt Taylor. So I'm going to assume that Mr. Pizza is Matt Taylor.
So I was writing my name down when they were telling me what the topic was, which was pizza. So I was just in my head, I guess I was just like, pizza. And I was like, oh shit, I'm writing my name, not pizza. It's fucking dumb. Pizza. I used to work at Papa John's, and the one manager I smoked weed with liked me so much that when we worked at the Tops and Bowling Arena events, he always took me. Because we smoked weed on the way there and didn't tell anybody. There was cool concerts like Cheetah Girls and Rascal Flatts and gay shit like that. Yeah, a lot of times we wouldn't sell all of the pizza, and we just throw that shit away because they didn't make it at the store. And speaking of smoking weed, I knew a bunch of my friends were all hanging out, smoking blunts and shit. I was like, y'all want some pizza? They're like, fuck yeah, we want some pizza. And I'm like, free pizza? And they're like, of course they want free pizza. So I had to cook all the pizza that we were going to throw away. So I cooked like 80 of these fucking pizzas. And these stoners didn't even finish all of them, and they were having them for like days later. That's how much fucking pizza I had. What other stories do I got? Yeah, I used to love eating pizza, but after I came back from Iraq, PTSD affects people differently. For me, it mostly affects my butthole. And I had to quit eating pizza. And drinking beer. If I mean, I swear, dude, that's like two of my favorite things in the world. If I had to quit eating pussy, I'd just kill myself already. But yeah, I already ate pizza this week, so I've already been shitting blood. So fuck it. I saw y'all think that was funny. I did it for you. I wrote this shit like when I came in here because I had no idea what I was doing. Oh yeah, pizza's terrible for you. I 95% quit eating it. I used to eat it like 3 times a week. Now I eat it like once every 2 weeks. And ever since I did that, I can see my abs. Like, I'm almost in shape now. Like, if I was in better shape, I'm not like in sexy shape. Like, people want to see my with my shirt off, but it's not totally disgusting. Just really, really, really fucking pale. That's all I got. I'll be shitting blood later. Thank you for coming.
Bringing you the pizza content that you crave. He will be shitting blood later. So, you know, like you basically give a bunch of people the topics. Like, what's the topic of this week? It's like, oh, it's pizza. And their eyes go light. It's like, I can't talk about pizza. I don't know anything about pizza. Oh, shit. I think the next guy we have coming up, like fellow Friendly Town producer. And every time that freaking video pizza screen comes up, I think the computer went down. I was like, oh man, I gotta restart that again. But anyway, I'll check that out later with St. Thomas Ledoux coming up to the stage.
Hello, everybody. I'm Officer Mildew O'Meara. I'm a member of the Special Investigations Unit Pizza Task Force. I don't know if you are aware of the dangers that we face as a community in the wake of this free pizza epidemic, but I can tell you from being on the front lines working my beat that I have seen pizza ruin these communities. People, they get all hopped up on free pizza. They lose control. They forget about their obligations. People stop going into work. Businesses start closing their doors. Next thing we know, we got a whole neighborhood of impoverished pizza freaks. And they put me out there to control them, but I don't have the tools to solve the problem. All right? I'm just herding cats. You'd think with free pizza it would be utopia, but it's not how it works because they didn't control the distribution. The city, you see, they just put it out there as a pork barrel handout to the voters of this district. But once the pizza was out there, there was no controlling whose hands it fell into. Gang members, warlords, they control the pizza supply. It all gets funneled up the chain. And then distribute it back down, but not for money, no. Sexual favors only. I've seen children whore themselves out for fucking pepperonis, man. And they just tell me to keep doing my job. You know, sometimes you can't. The shit you see out there, you don't know what humans are capable of until you see them desperate, like I've seen them. There's one guy in particular. I've been chasing him for months. Pepperoni Stallone. He's a real ugly person, man. A monster. He owns people. Whole lives ruined at his whim. Empowered by what? Big pizza. They want me to enforce the laws in this town. No paraphernalia, no prostitution, no breaking and entering. I got plenty of laws I can write people up for breaking. But what I can't write anybody up for is controlling pizza. That's perfectly legal. The system doesn't look down on people like Pepperoni Stallone. He's practically a god to this town. Everybody owes everything we have to him. But did anybody ever think that maybe the whole time he's just been gaming us? But I got a case that's going to crack everything wide open, because I can tell you right now that the pizza contract that the city awarded Pepperoni Stallone before he became the pizza czar of Friendly Town wasn't bid on entirely legally or justifiably. You know, whenever you put out a contract more than $5,000 in a city account, it's got to go out to a full bid. But I'm pretty sure that the whole system was rigged. People don't think it's a big case. They say, St. Thomas, you can't bring Pepperoni Stallone down on a bidding technicality. He did it through a subcontractor. He did it through Sergeant Pepperoni's. He's got men beneath him willing to take the fall. But this goes higher than that, all right? Because I know for a fact that Pepperoni Stallone is tied to the tax records of Sergeant Pepperoni's, and I got the evidence to prove it. It doesn't seem like much, but remember, Al Capone went down on taxes, all right? It could be worse, it could be better, but I just can't keep watching what he's doing to this community. I used to really love the people of this town, you know? I used to really take pride in where I came from. Friendly Town, you, class 06, baby. I'm a piss goblin through and through. I bleed piss. But I've had to lock up half my friends over bullshit. Shit that I know they don't have control over, you know? They're just desperate. They're just out there trying to score that extra cheese. They're just looking for that stuffed crust. And they'll do anything to get it. And most of the things they want to do are not legal. And that's where they put me in. Put the dogs back on the leash. Get them back in the backyard. I'm just saying, Friendly Town, you need to open your eyes. You think you're having a great time out here, this free pizza party. It's all fun and games. But we got to really think about where it's going, because I don't think this is how we want to end up. We need to look at ourselves and think about, as a community, what we want. We don't want this.
Officer St. Thomas Ledoux with a stirring speech about why we haven't had an official pizza place inside Friendly Town for a very long time. Which is a great segue for that Pepperoni Stallone wants you to let you know that download the new Pizza Warmer app, which basically uses blockchain technology to get cryptocurrency but keeps your pizza warm by placing the pizza on said cell phone. So, coming up next, to continue talking about pizza in an elongated fashion for you, the audience out here, is Andrew McNicholas.
So I love pizza, and I love it so much that I was thinking about, man, what other things would taste good as pizza? Pizza water's one. I'll tell you how good it tastes.
Ew. Chug.
10 out of 10, would do again. Man, coffee, you know. Pizza flavored water, I could get behind that. Pizza flavored milk, could be. Pizza flavored cigarettes. They already got pizza flavored Pringles. I'm just trying to spitball out here. It's funny, I'm in school and it's not fun. It's actually pretty terrible. But they provide us a lot of free pizza, and I figured out how to finesse the system. These idiots just put the pizzas on the table. There's no one guarding them. You know, they think we're all fine, upstanding students. Not me. I'm a I'm an ugly downstanding student. So I smartly take a whole box of pizza, put it in my locker right before the event starts. But then I do precedently take, you know, the allotted two or three pieces. I got a lot of skinny friends who don't like eating that much. So I tell them, hey, give me an extra slice. And they go, well, what would you like? And I go, anything. That's not a joke. I'll eat it. I mean, if you think about it, pizza's really just, it's kind of great because it's bread with cheese and then toppings. So you can make like an unbaked pizza if you just get some like whole wheat and then some Kraft American singles and then literally whatever the fuck you want on top of it. It'll work. It's not necessarily the most healthy thing. Oh, wait, psych. What's pizza made out of? Cheese, that's dairy. Bread, that's carbs. Tomato sauce, fruit or vegetable. Debate still out. Put some veggies on that. Man, that sounds like a fruit salad. It just, the list goes on and on. Pizza's great. I remember one time I actually instigated an event at Little Caesars. These folks up here were talking about Little Caesars, got me thinking about it. They didn't have this company policy till I came along. So... You know, you call, if you want to, if y'all don't know about Little Caesars, they got this deal where it's like, oh, got five, you know, $5, get a hot and ready, large, fresh, blah, blah, blah. So, well, me, I'm like, oh man, fun Friday night sounds like 10 pepperoni pizzas. It was for an event I was planning. And I called him up, said, hello, I'd like 10 hot and ready pepperoni pizzas, five pep, five cheese, thank you, please. Got off the phone, they say, yeah, you know, come pick it up at this time. So I get there. And I go, hey, I'm here for the pizza pickup. And they go, oh, cool. Are you with the crew? And I'm like, I guess. I didn't know who I talked to on the phone. So I walk out of there with 10 pep pizzas and then 10 cheese pizzas. And if you listen closely, you'll go, Andrew, I thought you said you only got five and five. You're right. I got double pizzas off these idiots. But here's where the twist comes. I took someone else's order, y'all. They didn't even ask me my name to sign anything. I just walk out this place with 20 pizzas. I felt like a king. I show up to the event. I'm the man. I got extra pizzas. Well, turns out the other event who had ordered those pizzas was set up right next to us. They're on the phone calling Little Caesars. Oh, yeah, we placed an order for a 10 pepperoni, 10 cheese pizza. Where are they? Luckily, the dummy's on speakerphone, so now the joke's even funnier, because I can't tell you for a fact what these people said. They said, oh, well, someone from your group came and picked up the pizzas earlier. They go, what'd he look like? They shit! Fuck! I start changing my hair, let my hair down, I, like, strip a little bit. It was cold, so I took my jacket off. I'm just standing there, I go, oh, well, the guy was in, shorts. I'm like, shit. He was a little bit bigger. Damn it, I am bigger. And he had red hair, maybe blonde, I don't know. So I slowly start just stinking out to the side, just keep creeping. But what really sold me is they said, oh, and he laughed maniacally as he walked out and said, huh, these idiots. I don't know how they heard that, because I swear I said that under my breath. I got another pizza story, too. I was an RA in the dorms on UT's K's campus, and all we did was throw pizza parties. Like, that was it. That was, like, how I got my residents to show up, how I fed myself because none of my residents showed up. So frequently, I'd walk out with a lot of pizza. Well, one of the program events I planned was, like, who has the best pizza? So it was, you know, Little Caesars, Papa John's, Domino's. I got 7 of each, you know, variety of flavors. I blew my entire budget on it, and I almost got fired because none of my residents showed up. Cost me 3 times the budget that I had. And my hall director, like my boss, for sure saw me just walk out with all these pizzas into my room and throw them in my fridge. Man, what about pizza flavored orange juice? Like with pulp in it? But what would the pulp be? Pulperoni. Would it be pulperonis? Could be. Man, pizza's really, it's really something special if you think about it. There's, you know, some establishments that are dumb called CC's. That'll just let you eat all the pizza you want. There's no limit. Believe me, I've tried. I've tried on 3 occasions to get kicked out of CC's. Only one of them has gone successfully. And it was mainly because it was like a little league thing. And I was like the coach of them. So I shouldn't be swearing in the pizza parlor while stealing pizza. I mean, it was kind of a whole big deal. But I told those pussies I could eat more pizza than them. And they didn't believe it. It was pretty fantastic. I'm going to go grab this before I forget about it. The only other thing I think I really maybe love more than pizza was that pizza-flavored water. I'm kind of sad there's no more pizza now because I could definitely, in fact, do some more of that. Man. What about pizza-flavored pizza? Or is that just pizza? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to let someone else come up here and talk about pizza so I can just kind of mellow in the cheesy, delicious flavors. Y'all have a good rest of your night.
Andrew McNicholas, everybody. Creating basically what was a Limp Bizkit album title in the year, or early 2000s. By the way, he is exactly right. I picked up the Domino's pizza earlier today. They didn't ask shit. They were just like, yeah, sure, well, you four order, yeah, whatever. Yeah, here you go. So just like, I'm just saying, pizza control, everybody. So coming up to the stage next, please, to ready to talk about pizza, Clinton Ricks.
I got a list of pizza here. I guess I'm just going to talk about the specific moments in my life where I ate this pizza. let's see. Little Caesars, first and foremost. Fuck anybody in here who has a problem with fucking Little Caesars. You motherfuckers always complaining about shit not being cheap in this world. You get a full pizza for $5. I don't even curse this much. You just rouse something up within me. That being said, one time I went to Little Caesars. It was after graduation. Good time in my life, you know, got a college degree, yeah. We get to the counter, and I think the person preparing our pizza had, like, full-blown herpes on their lips. Personally, I'm not trying to, like, you know, making a joke about somebody with herpes. But look, it's just bad acne or whatever. I was just like, you know, can you get herpes? Look, can you get herpes from eating pizza? I don't know. Look, I just graduated a public institution in the state of Tennessee. Give me a break here. Nah, I ate it anyway. And actually, the danger of getting herpes kind of made it more enticing, eating the pizza. Let's see, cartoon cheese pizza. Anyone ever just look at cartoon cheese pizza and be like, man, I wonder what that tastes like? I love it. You know, my favorite, Krusty Krab. You Krusty Krab, yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, man. Look, all right. They got this dude his pizza like 3 days later. And then SpongeBob's crying because he slammed the door in his face. You suck. Jeez, man. Oh, dude, good times. Papa John's, it's a tad bit racist, but you used to be able to buy with dining dollars. Honestly, if you can still buy with dining dollars, I personally wouldn't care. For real? You can?
Yep.
Shit, fuck it, man. It is what it is. I have no allegiances to most things in this world. What else we got? Domino's, John, Todd, whoever else put in for the pizza today. This is the best story I've had eating that. The crust used to taste sweet. Am I the only one who thought that? Wasn't it sweet back in the day? Yeah. Now it's a bit, you know, got a bit more flavor to it. Yeah, some things do go right in this world. My favorite pizza, personally, inner city school rectangle pizza. Yeah, you ever been so poor you couldn't afford a proper shape for eating, like cuisine? Like, it's like, we can't afford triangles, kids. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to get this rectangle. Oh, my favorite thing was that you could tell by how good the pizza was gonna taste by like what was going on like in the neighborhood that day. I don't know, it's just weird. You know, if there was a shooting, it was a bit sweeter. You know, if income taxes came in, it was a bit tougher. It's this weird time in your life. You notice things like that. Stefano's. One time I went to Stefano's. I got one of their t-shirts. Real good fabric, by the way. I wrapped for them. It was weird because when I was there, the workers were making this weird deal trying to buy this old camera from some guy. Some things haven't got a t-shirt. Good. Her Stefano's is a real deep dish pizza. Look, man, I don't care. They got a buffet. I eat that shit anyway. What else we got? CeCe's. CeCe's pizza. I was at CeCe's once, and this woman was like to her son, she was like, hey, don't get too many pieces. And in my mind, I was like, bitch, like, you got, all right, I didn't say that. Come on, it's not, you know, and my mom was like, bitch. No, okay, look, I was like, your son's gonna pull his weight in this goddamn restaurant. You let him eat as much pizza as he wants to. Like, nah, for real though, let a kid be a kid. Sam's in-store pizza, right? Lots of savings, lots of free pizza. You buy it. Whatever, honorable mention. I don't know, DiGiorno, nasty. I don't like it, it's disgusting. They say it's not delivery. I say you should keep it in the trash or whatever. The pizza that Walt from Breaking Bad threw on the roof. It looked good. Yeah. He looked good. Yeah, shit. I, you know, that's all I got. I feel like this is like, this feels like a substitute day in friendly time. Just talk about pizza, get pizza. Hard, no, good shit, good shit. I'm going to stay. It's dope. Give it up for John.
Man, when it was a school day and you had a substitute teacher and pizza, pretty good. Also, lots of like a little rectangle or chocolate milk. It's pretty much the best day. But my school had some. We had Papa John's in high school. Like if that was, they got it at about 9 a.m. and put it under a heat lamp for several hours. So I spent years of my life after high school thinking Papa John's was terrible. Not for the reasons normally people think that Papa John's is terrible, but because it just tasted like. Like reheated heat lamp pizza. When I finally had like a normal Papa John's, it felt like I recommend it just because like it made Papa John's taste good. It was weird. It was a weird sight. Coming up next, though, someone who could tell you every little minute detail about pizza. He is your bartending mayor. Please tip him. It is Todd Lewis.
It is I, Todd Lewis. First off, I would like to take a break from my prepared remarks to say that. Those little rectangle like pizzas in the lunchroom cafeteria, not just in inner city schools. They have those all over. All right. So I'm going to tell you four tales, separate tales of pizza, and each one has a moral. They're all true stories. I think they've all got morals. I don't know. They're just four stories about pizza that I like. The first story is not my own. It belongs to my friend Josh Winsky, who recently moved to San Francisco. He's one of the people that got me into comedy. But we were all sitting around the bar one night and drinking and talking about like small things that made us lose our faith. And he was talking about this when he was in church youth group, this pizza party. He was like, they told all of the parents, like, we're going to have a pizza party, so like, don't feed your kids supper. Because we're getting pizzas. We're getting all the pizzas. We're going to have tower of pizzas. So then all the teenage kids, you know, they've been like, you know, playing basketball and shit all day, hockey. I think it was in New Jersey, so it was probably hockey. And so like the preacher man, the youth pastor, gives this like huge, long, winded speech about like, this story of these like people and how they were waiting for their blessing, but it never came. And then like, so my friend Josh was saying that like everybody was so miserable, like they just wanted to get to the pizza, and it went on and on and on. And then at the very end, the pastor was like, and there's no pizza, but and now you know how they felt. Those teenage kids responded by like having a mini riot. They, like, flipped out and broke shit, and, like, I know his hockey team never went to church again. That was, like, where they drew the line. They were like, that's it. So it's like, you shouldn't, like, you know, put people in, you shouldn't give them false hopes. I think that's the moral of that story. The second story is my own. It's one of the only times my parents lost me when I was a kid. Is anyone familiar with Pizza Inn? Pizza Inn is a pizza buffet restaurant similar to a Mr. Gatti's or a CC's Pizza. So we were having my brother's Pee Wee football team banquet at a Pizza Inn. All the kids were eating pizza. And so my mom has this thing where it's like when my mom's at home, she's really fun. You know, it's like my mom as a kid would be like, you know, it would be a snow day, so we'd build a snowman on the porch, and then when my dad got home from work, we would throw the snowman at him, like, from the balcony, and it would land on him and, like, knock him down, and my mom would laugh. Or, like, my dad would come home from work, and we would throw water balloons through his truck window, like that kind of, like, she was a whole lot of fun. But when she got out in public, she turned into, like, Marge Simpson anti-fun. You know, it would be like, she'd be the kind of lady that you would get on a go-kart ride with, and she would go like Interstate 5 under, you know, just like sort of like getting blown past by everybody that's like riding a go-kart ride that gets it. And, when we'd go to a pizza buffet, my mom would always like be like, okay, like which piece of pizza do you want? And I'd be like, yeah, I want like two of the cheese bread and three of the pepperoni. And she'd be like, no, no, you can have one piece of cheese bread and one slice of pizza. And then if you want more, you can go get more. Yeah, didn't understand how pizza buffets worked. And so it's like I would get my piece of cheese bread and my slice of pizza, and then I'd like eat my cheese bread while my mom was making a salad. And then by the time we got to the chair, I'd finish the slice of pizza and then have to wait for her to finish her salad to get more. And so, like, at this football event, I guess I was, like, 4 or 5 years old. And I found a loophole. And that's, like, I just cut out the me-to-mom, you know, guard. I just, like, went to the buffet. And, like, my parents couldn't find me. And they, like, looked by the Pac-Man machine. And they looked by the jukebox. And they looked in the bathroom. And then they came out to, and they notified the people that were working in the restaurant. And I was sitting crisscross applesauce style on the buffet eating cheese bread. And the moral of that story is don't get between Todd and his cheese bread. I thought I learned self-control that day. But then years later, I learned that I didn't have self-control. I had went to the Future Islands 1000 show in Carrboro, North Carolina. And saw Future Islands and Danny Brown and Dan Deacon and Ed Schrader's Music Beat and a lot of other really cool bands. But it was like you were outside all day and there were like $15 barbecue sandwiches and shit like that. So it's like there wasn't a lot to eat. So we like ordered a pizza and we just got it in at like 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning, like right before the pizza restaurant stopped delivering. We got like a super extra large. And it's the first time in my life I've eaten until I could feel it sticking out of my stomach. I could, like, physically feel it in my body sticking out, and I was like, ooh, this isn't good. I'd better have another cherry Pepsi. And the story to that is know your limit. And this is my last story. This is a story that is not mine. It's about love and broken hearts. My friend Carly was dating a guy and dumped him one time. I was like, when did you realize that he wasn't the guy for you? And she was like, well, he told me that he could eat 14 pieces of pizza, and I called him out on it, and I took him to Mr. Gaddy's, and he only ate 13 pieces of pizza. And I was like, I would have dumped him too, because if he would have gotten to like 9 or 10 pieces of pizza, that's okay. But like, that's like the final lap, you know, the fucking chickening out on the final fucking lap. That's like spiking the ball right before you get in the end zone. Who stops at 13? Who can't stomach that one last piece of pizza? I mean, I've felt it before. You can, even if your stomach's full, you can fit in another slice. And the moral of that story is just fucking just don't think that you can know your limits, I think. I think that's the moral of that story. I'm not sure. It's ridiculous. Thank you.
Todd Lewis, everybody. Todd, I really want to see a soap opera based on that last story, like to a significant degree. It's like I knew ever since we ate that pepperoni pizza, I knew you weren't the one. And just like the dramatic organ plays right there. And as the organ swells and comes out, we have two more and then one video presentation from our missing producer, Tyler Sonicson. But as the organ swells, we have Josh Lampley come up to talk to us about pizza.
Let's do it.
Shouts out to the crowd that just escaped before they had to hear me again. Of course, I was incorrectly introduced. My name is not Josh Lampley. It is, of course, Pepperoni Stallone.
What?
I've been hearing a lot of shit talk.
You should have said in your restaurant, sorry.
Yeah. I own this joint. I eat in the kitchen, which is the attic area above the stage. I just want to come up here and explain myself a little bit. I feel like I've been slandered. The libel suit is coming. I learned at a young age that pizza was very important to me. I actually brought pizza here to Friendly Town, so that's why I'm constantly giving it to people, because I feel like I deserve the credit for introducing you all to pizza. As a child, of course, I grew up on the best pizza out there, the Pizza Lunchable. Room temp. And it taught me something very valuable, and I can't believe no one else learned this, and it's that the best side to a cold pizza is a tiny Butterfinger. Never would have guessed that pairing, but now when I go to a pizza place, I'm like, where are your Butterfinger bites? Like, why can I not get a side of Butterfinger here? And like, sir, get the fuck out. So that's how I knew I had to start my own shit, you know? Like, I still love cold pizza. I don't like it warm. It burns my mouth, and then I can no longer taste pizza, and that's torture to me, you know? I go to Papa Murphy's, I treat it like Subway. I'm just picking it out, and I just hand it to me. I'm ready to eat. Give me that dough. I also want to point out that the video that's been looped this whole performance is my video. This is my YouTube channel. And I appreciate all the views, because you've looped this about 300 times. My follower count is sure to bounce up. I actually just put a Totino's party pizza in a microwave, and I just filmed it. And this is it. We got anybody in here that enjoyed the $1 Totino's party pizza? There was no better pizza to eat alone. I don't know why they called it a party pizza. It in no way was made for a party. It in no way would support a party. If anything, if you know, you listen to Matt talk about what it does to him, the party pizza will end your party rather quickly. Anyway, but eating all this pizza, it led me to another discovery about myself, which is that I now have to take Prilosec. I take it daily. I just got too much pizza acid in my stomach, you know. So now whenever I go to the bars, I'm popping performance enhancers, you know, with the other old guys. He's looking over, he's giving me an elbow, he's like, you hope it don't last 4 hours, right? Hey. I'm like, actually, I need mine to last a full 18. Or I'm in for a very dangerous, painful night. I'm not worried about the end of the world, though, because Papa John's, I don't know if you guys know this, they sell the little garlic dipping sauce on the side, and so I've stockpiled it up. I have enough garlic dipping sauce that I can dip anything in it and still eat it. And when the world ends and it's just, you know, me and cockroaches and y'all's dead bodies, your fingers are gonna taste real good in that garlic dipping sauce. That's all I'm saying. It's not cannibalism if you haven't done it yet, you know? It's just a plan. I remember my first time, I'll end with this. I remember the first time I came to Friendly Town, of course, no one had ever heard of pizza before. The fuzz was on my ass. He's watching me right now. I can feel him. He's coming in for a bust. The fuzz was on my ass, and I went to a restaurant, and I said, I'd like a pizza, please. And they said, well, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know what that is. I said, all right, just put some bread and some sauce and some cheese, you know. But I went ahead and told him, I said, I'm a meat lover. I want a meat lover's pizza. Now, this was before meat lovers was a thing, so they brought out this pizza covered in meat. And I realized quickly that I was caught up in my own charade. I didn't love meat that much, you know. I realized I was more of a meat liker because I like meat, but I also enjoy the original ingredients of pizza. So. Oh, shit.
You're here by under arrest for conspiracy to commit tax evasion.
God damn it, got away again. I'll catch that son of a bitch one day. You catch him on the way out, Hearst.
No, I'll get the security footage later.
All right, I want to set up a perimeter in 3 blocks of this area. Pepper Assembly is not getting away tonight, all right?
Yeah, all right, I'll see you.
Just nod in agreement. We're a front for him, for Pepperoni Stallone. Anyway,
Thank you to Josh Lampy, Pepperone Stallone, to talk to us about the little Butterfinger bites that included with every pizza here at the Friendly Town Pizza Parlor. We got one more live comedian, and we have one special message from our out-of-town producers at the moment. We're going to bring up talk about pizza.
Hey, guys, we're at the place you said to go to for the pizza party.
Professor Avenue?
Yeah. Professor Avenue.
That's where we are. There's a sign right there.
And this is Edison's Pizza Kitchen. And Todd gave us these tickets for the pizza party in Cleveland.
Yeah, you guys were very clear.
So we're here.
Yeah.
I don't see any of you guys, and you're not answering any of our calls or texts.
I don't have my phone on me. We're using your phone to film.
Yeah.
I think it's 3. It's about 3.
Yeah.
They don't open until 4.
Yeah, they're not even open yet, so yeah. I don't know when he told us to get here by 3:30. We thought we were all right getting here now. The pizza party tickets didn't have a time on them, so we just kind of went off of what Todd said, like, hey, get here when I wake up, usually.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, we might
3:30 was kind of our guess.
Wait, was there a show at the Pilot last night? Did Todd go to Urban afterwards? Because in that case, it might be like 4 or 5.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's... We're to blame for that one. You know, that was a little bit irresponsible of us, but...
But yeah, this is the address.
Yeah. And as you know,
obviously, St. Thomas's love of tricycles.
Yeah.
I think that it was really appropriate.
Yeah.
How much you love tricycles, St. Thomas.
I mean, he rides around in that tricycle all over town.
And so. Also, isn't that his tag?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, slut with 2 T's. I mean, that's his DJ name, isn't it?
Yep.
Or it was, before we knew him,
yeah.
I think.
But, if you guys, please, text us or give us a call. You're gonna be here soon because it's kind of cold. I don't know if you guys can see, but there's snow on the ground. There's snow and ice on the ground.
Yeah.
This is real. I can't feel my fingers anymore. This is very cold.
Yeah, it's kind of cold. So please give us a call. Let us know what the deal is with the pizza party because we're a little bit confused. You know, we went where you told us to go. We're here about on time. I know, things run a little bit late because we don't really care, but we're just wondering. We're just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if we can get back in time for the show tonight if for some reason this was all a prank. But I think
why would it be a prank?
I don't know. Wait a minute, Sean. Do you think they're just trying to get rid of us?
No.
There's no way they would ever do some backhanded bullshit like that. Why would they ever do this?
Send us 3 states away just to get us out of their hair for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's not that. I mean, it's a day's drive from Knoxville. It's not that far, But why would they? Why don't they want it? Why wouldn't they want us there? We're two pillars of Friendly Town. I mean, why would they want us to be 2 states away?
So obviously they could have all the delicious Knoxville pizza to themselves.
Yeah.
I think I've picked up on their game.
Yeah, that totally not mediocre pizza from Barley's, the passable pizza from Tomato Head.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you sent us here because you want us to have bad pizza.
Yeah. Not the best pizza in the world. Da Vinci's around the corner. That totally is the best pizza in the world and not... doesn't make me depressed whenever I'm forced to eat it at 1 a.m.
You know what?
This is...
I could get angry right now, and I could go in there and eat a whole pie by myself.
He's done it.
You know what?
I've seen him do it, twice a day on tour.
I'm practicing mindfulness, and I'm going to go in there, and I'm only going to eat half a pie by myself.
I'll eat the other half.
Yes.
Just to be a team player.
And you know what? You guys are going to get it, all right? For tricking us, I should have known. I should have known when looking at this. One ticket for the pizza party. Todd could no way he drew that one that fancy.
Yeah.
That's a fancy one on that ticket. That was probably John Hurst who drew that.
There's also no way you know that there are 2 E's in Cleveland. There's no way.
This is a dirty trick and we will get you back
in
about 3 days.
Yeah. Well, or we could, you know what? I'm mad enough that we can just get back in the car right now and drive back to Knoxville. Which would, let me do the math, let's see.
I keep fishing for my phone to check the time.
Yeah, it's 5.5 hours from Columbus to Knoxville, so 2 hours from here to Columbus, so 7.5 hours. And right now it's 7 p.m. there, or 7:30 p.m. there, so stay there until 4 a.m.
Yes.
Stay there till 4 a.m.
We're gonna come and
beat you all up.
Yeah. And then eat the rest of the pizza.
Yeah, don't eat any of the pizza.
Yeah,
either.
Just don't. Yeah, if you're the, if you're watching this, don't eat any of the pizza that John is so generously donating to the show.
Yeah, we are going to bring Edison's pizza with us.
Not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee. We might just eat it all.
We have actually lost a lot of money on this tour.
And you know what? I don't have a problem.
Oh shit!
You can take your fake pizza party tickets, right. And you could. We're gonna make you eat these. All right, you can't eat any pizza. You could only eat the remnants of your shame, slut.
Look, a lot of you know me, and I have trouble admitting when I'm wrong. This is one of those times. I just have to admit, I'm wrong. I apologize. I identified the drawing in the Edison's Pizza Kitchen logo on the side of the building. I identified it as a tricycle, making reference to St. Thomas Ledoux's love of tricycles. When in fact, it was a velocipede. I just don't know what to say for myself. I honestly don't. I mean, fortunately, St. Thomas also loves old-timey bikes with the giant wheel in front, too. So that part was accurate. But I think I've betrayed myself as a gentrifier and lover of all things quirky and whimsical to misidentify a velocipede as a tricycle. May God have mercy on us all.
Why isn't this working?
All right, fine, I'll get off of it. I think I see the cops coming.
Look. Today's just not my day, all right? It was really hard for me to just issue that retraction. Look, the first case I know, that was already a big mistake on my part to say that the image in the artwork for the pizza place was a tricycle and not a velocipede. But then I said that it was a velocipede upon finding, you know, the statue of the stationary velocipede, which I discovered upon trying to ride it. It was, in fact, stationary. But upon further review, I realized that a velocipede is, in fact, a bicycle that has two tires that are the same size, or roughly the same size. It's a penny farthing. It's not a velocipede, it's not a tricycle, it's a penny farthing. I am so ashamed of myself. I've brought great dishonor to my family. My great-great-grandfather once looked at a penny farthing and said, "That's stupid," in Yiddish, I'm assuming. I don't know how you say that in Yiddish, but, you know, I don't think he could ever... Actually, wait. There's one of the Google image searches for velocipede has a picture of a giant tire with a little one in the back. So I don't know. Maybe I'm partially right. I don't know. I have a lot of research to do. I'm actually going to devote. Sean and I are going to cancel our show tonight. Kent at Water Street Tavern. Wink. But we're gonna cancel our show, and we're gonna devote the rest of our trip to just researching the difference between velocipedes and penny farthings. You guys did this to us.
We're safe! I didn't realize it was going to be that long of a video, but Tyler Sonicson and Sean Simino had a few things to say, of course, to us about that, and we did tell them wrong. This was a coup. We did attempt to take over the Friendly Town show. We can see we failed, and we got to wait till 4 a.m. for them to come force us to eat our own coupon. So, you guys are safe, though. Thank you guys for coming out here tonight. You guys, we do this every Monday. We have a podcast that you can listen to on, like, Friendly Town. You can email us at, I think, friendlytownmayor@aol.com. Like I said, coming up Saturday, we have Dan Alton coming to town with look on Knox Comedy for that. Knox Comedy all this week. Full